All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Welcome to my show, and today what we're doing is we're having a birthday celebration for Iggy Pop. 70 years old, 70 years young. He's sort of like a health anomaly, really. He's sort of like, many people think he should have died long ago, yet he still continues to live. Given all of the illicit sex, drugs, rock and roll, booze, you name it, that he's had and ingested and consumed in his life, yet there he is, still alive. Who he was, he's outlived most of his bandmates, still touring, still ripped, kind of, although, you know, we have questions about, I don't know. But he still looks better. You know, what's funny is there was an article with him, it was kind of featured on Detroit Rock, it was about 10 years ago, and it was like him with this guy from Insane Clown Posse. And, like, the guy from Insane Clown Posse, he was, like, this big guy. He was, like, fat and fat everywhere. He had, like, makeup on his face and just didn't look good. And Iggy was there sort of scowling. And he was, of course, shirtless, completely ripped, abs, the whole deal. So, anyway. All right, so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to play Iggy's solo stuff, the Stooges, Iggy and the Stooges, all of that. Starting off with the first record, the debut record, made quite a splash. We're going to hear No Fun, 1,000 Points. No, we're not. We're going to hear I Want to Be Your Dog, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Live at Ungano's in Manhattan, August 17, 1970 is when that was recorded. A bit muddy, if you ask me. Not as bad as that version of Down on the Street we heard from 1,000 Lights, which is a compilation of the Stooges material that I wasn't able to find on either of the two Wikipedia pages, either Iggy Pop's or the Stooges. So I'm kind of regretting I paid to download that. Between those two, Iggy and the Stooges, Give Me Danger from Raw Power, and we started off the set with I Want to Be Your Dog from the Stooges' debut record. And, you know, what's funny is that the cover of the original record is actually very, recorded and released in 1967, it was actually very similar to the cover of the Doors' debut record, which came out, I think, the previous year, 1966. I'm sure that was unintentional. But anyway... So I'm trying to capture the energy and enthusiasm of the Stooges' live performances. So far, we're failing. I mean, Funhouse live in Ghana, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess it's just the recording. But we're going to keep trying. I have other options. Right now, back to the debut record. This is Little Doll, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
sick of you.
There we go. The Stooges with Sex and Money from Ready to Die, their last record, the last one, recorded and released in 2013. And before that, we had Iggy Pop's I'm Sick of You. That was from the Nude and Rude collection. You know what's funny is that I spent a lot of time finding out where that song was originally released, if it was on like an EP or a live album or some kind of B-side or on another record I hadn't heard about, but I couldn't find it. Excuse me. So we're crediting that. That was, I found off the Nude and Rude, the best of Iggy Pop compilation. Before that, Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell, from the Raw Power Live collection. And we started the set off with Little Doll, the last track on the Stooges' debut record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So it's Iggy Pop's 70th birthday. I think it was on Thursday. And the ageless wonder, he is still touring, recording out there. He had a great record with Scott Hama from the Queens of the Stone Age. Gardenia is the track we're going to play later, not right now, but very soon. In fact, we're going to kind of merge into more of Iggy's solo stuff. We've just been playing mostly his work with the Stooges, or as Iggy and the Stooges, and now this is solidly solo stuff. When he did team with James Williamson, one of the, not the original guitarist, but somebody who came in after. I mean, the Stooges went through a couple different variations. There was some fighting. I think one of the Ashton brothers got kicked out of the band, and then Scott Williamson came in, and then when one of them died, he came in again towards the end. I think he actually played on Ready to Die. So anyway, let's move on. Up next, it's this one, Kill City, from the album of the same name, from Iggy Pop, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
A dream. All I wanna do America's greatest living poet was ogling you all night. You should be wearing the finest gown, but here you are now. Gas, food, lodging, poverty, misery, and gardenia. You could be burned at the stake.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's, of course, live Iggy Pop from 1977. It's an interesting compilation I took that from called Roadkill Rising. And it's a bunch of like covers and songs that Iggy Pop has done both with the Stooges and solo career as well. That was taken from the disc. It's actually a four disc compilation from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, no, and the 2000s. That one in particular, that was Rod Power, recorded in March 7th of 1977 at the Rainbow Theater in London. So that was pretty cool. And then I was worried that it was not going to be that good of audio quality, since that first one I took a nosedive with 1,000 Lights. Definitely don't pick that up if you're an Iggy Pop fan. Before that, we had Fun Time from The Idiot. That was, of course, co-written and produced by David Bowie. That whole song sounds very much like a Bowie track. Don't have a problem with that, though. Although I think at the time when it came out, there was a source of all kinds of revolt and rebellion. People hated it because David Bowie ruined it and everything. And then, of course, great song, Gardenia, with Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. So that's a great track there from post-pop depression. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We're having a birthday tribute to Iggy Pop. He's 70. I think it was on Thursday he turned 70. Unbelievable. His skin is like leather, let me tell you. Before that, and I would know, we had an affair in the late 70s. Anyway, Iggy Pop, Home from Brick by Brick, coming up next. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Don't end up on the street. Homeboy, homeboy, everybody needs a home. Homeboy, homeboy, everybody needs a home. So many people rise and fall. Who's looking after you at all? Nobody knows anybody at all. Strangers in paradise down at the mall. Homeboy, homeboy, everybody needs a home. Homeboy, homeboy, everybody needs a home. Home, home, everybody really needs a home. Home, home, everybody. We'll be right back.
ses bras, elle me parlait tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Elle me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose.